Right now, it is a Live Music Friday here on Current State on WKAR. Nathan Bell is our special guest. And in the second half of the show, we will continue with country artist Michaela Ann. Nathan Bell's performing a part of the performing lineup at East Lansing's Pump Stock Music Festival here tomorrow. This is Nathan Bell and Turn Out the Lights.
Everything he owns in a station wagon going south, through Ohio, across the river east to Louisville, Kentucky. Used to take a moving truck to move him down a block, but compared to most out there, he knows that he's lucky. He's got a sister with a house and an extra room. Promised he'd stay out of the way, he'd be gone soon. He's got a wife somewhere and a daughter almost grown, but everything is somewhere else when you're all alone. You'll be the last one out of Michigan. Last one out of Michigan. He'll be the last one out of Michigan. Be turning out the lights. Got everything he owns in a beat up leather valley. He's running for the border, he's running for the border police. He's got a letter from his mother for a couple of old addresses. That was 10 years ago, but they're his best hope, he guesses. And he's the last one out of California. Last one out of California. He'll be the last one out of California. Be turning out the lights. Everything he owns in a plain briefcase. Rubber bands around the bills and a smile on his face. He's got a ticket to somewhere else where he's invisible, but his interest will never serve to prove invisible. He looks like everybody, he looks like everyone. Never be held accountable for the things he's done and all the people he left behind to suffer through. It's hard to recognize the devil when he looks so much like you. He'll be the last one out of America. He's the last one out of America. He'll be the last one out of America. Be turning out the lights. Turn them out. Be turning out the lights.
That is some nice finger-picking and singing there. And imagery from Nathan Bell, our performer here on WKAR's Live Music Friday, Turn Out the Lights. Welcome to East Lansing.
Real pleasure to be back.
Your first, okay, not your first time
not
here?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
What inspired that song?
Well, that song came about, the album was written, most of the album, Blood Like a River, which was my last record, which is about to be my previous to the new record, was written during a time period right after the beginning of the great 1% money grab. They like to call it the recession.
The great recession, yeah.
The great money grab.
Was Michigan always a part of the part of the lyric in there?
Yeah, because when I was a young man, I used to drive through here in the 80s, and I knew this area really well. I grew up in Iowa, and they say about Iowans, we're from nowhere and everywhere.
Right.
And I spent a lot of time here. I spent a lot of time in Cleveland, spent a lot of time in Detroit, spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh.
You live in Ohio now.
I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
No, I beg your pardon.
That's okay.
That's
the
right.
Same. We got some mountains.
Signal Mountain.
Signal Mountain.
Well,
I live in the
right.
same. I live in the place that the lawyer in Inherit the Wind said he wanted to go back to and retire to.
Signal Mountain?
Signal
or
Mountain,
okay.
Tennessee.
No, what's the origin of that name? Is that
It was actually, it's the Signal Corps during the Civil War.
Okay. Well, Nathan Bell performs at tomorrow's Pump Stock Music Festival here, and the brains behind the Pump Stock Festival is also joining us here today. Smitty Smith, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
What was it about Nathan Bell that made you want him to come to East Lansing?
Well, Nathan did a solo performance at Pump Stock a couple of years ago, and it's really the literary quality of his lyrics and his guitar playing.
There's some very rich imagery going on in that particular song.
And almost all of his songs.
Yeah. And you're here with a band this time, Nathan.
Yeah.
Tell us about them.
Well, I borrowed a band, Rachel and the Beatnik Playboys, who actually play after me, and then I play guitar with them. They'll be my band, and my original band that doesn't exist anymore from the 90s in Nashville was called the Bootlicking Weasels. And these are the new Bootlicking Weasels.
if you ever wonder why that band didn't quite make it in Nashville back then, you could wonder about the name, perhaps.
I think the name was the curse.
Love the name. Love the name. Your online bio shares a lot about you. The first album you ever bought at age 12 remains your favorite to this day. Nothing's ever knocked Harvest by Neil Young out of the top spot for you?
No, you know, not counting jazz, which is what I really listen to all the time. And I have to be honest that probably Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch is the album that I listened to the most for many years. But I can't play jazz. And Harvest, to me, was always the sound I wanted to hear. And it's informed me my whole life. You know, Neil goes in and out of being cool. I suppose I have to say that Tonight's the Night would be a dead tie for it at this point.
Okay.
So, you know, he does his thing and he does it very well.
I'm wondering how many people, though, as adults, can look back at the first album that they ever bought and say it's still, okay, it's tied for number one. I can assure you that the Tijuana Brass album I bought when I was 12 years old is no longer my number one album. I just want to go on the record and say that.
Well, that's a heck of a record, though.
But, it is. You ever performed any of those songs?
No, I had I don't do much in the way of covers and never did.
Okay.
I did do, for a charity benefit one time, I did play guitar and Out on the Weekend, but that's about it.
Tell us more, Smitty, about, what's coming up here on Pump Stock and beyond.
Sure. Well, if you want to know all the details, you can go to facebook.com/pumpstock. But, our headliner this year has me really excited. Missy Raines and the New Hip. Missy's got a phenomenal sort of newgrass band, but she played bass for Claire Lynch back in the day, who any bluegrass fan will recognize that name, and has won the International Bluegrass Music Association Bass Player of the Year Award 7 times.
How about that? 2 p.m. tomorrow, and remind our listeners where this all takes place.
It's at Bailey Park in East Lansing, 300 Bailey Street, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. It's a donation-based event. Lots of activities for the kids and the whole family, along with some serious music for the mom and dad.
Nathan Bell, you played and performed and recorded for a bunch of years in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and in 93 or 94 or so, you stopped and didn't touch the guitar for a long time.
I did. I quit for almost 13 years without ever picking it up again.
What? Now, what triggered that?
Well, the best way to look at it is to say that at that point I'd done everything I could do up to that point. When I look back on it, that's what it seems. And I had a family on the way. And thankfully, for not playing all that time, I was able to hang out with my kids. And my youngest is in her senior year of high school, and I've been home the whole time. So one thing led to another.
How about that? Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm led to believe we've got time for one more song from Nathan Bell. We'll remind everybody that Pump Stock takes place tomorrow afternoon and into the evening in East Lansing. Smitty Smith, what's the website again?
Facebook.com/pumpstock.
Very good. Easy enough to remember. Nathan Bell, many thanks for being here today. What are you going to play
for
us next?
This one's called Blackbird, and it's my song. See, I pick titles that sound like other people's songs. And it'll be on the next album after the next album.
You can come up with the words, but you can't come up with the titles.
The titles
is
are
that
killing
it?
Me.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
A dream, I would be Montana. I would be a wild place, rivers and light. I would be a fool if I would not love you tonight. And if I was a heart, I could still be broken. I could still be broken by stars that fall. If I was a blackbird, I would not miss you at all. But if I was a word, I would be your name. I would be your name. I would be your name. I would be a blackbird. And if I was a song, I would be a sad one, make you cry or sing along. If I was a tear, then your eyes would be where I belong. If I was a word, I would be your name. I would be your name. I would be a song. And if I was a song that would steal your heart, I would be a blackbird.
Some world-class hammer-ons and pull-offs there from Nathan Bell. We want to thank Nathan for joining us here today. Again, Nathan Bell tomorrow, one performer on the lineup at the Pump Stock Festival in East Lansing on a Live Music Friday.